The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Peter says, "I will lay down my life for you." My brothers and sisters, there's absolutely no reason to doubt that he meant those words with all his heart. How many times have we said similar things to our Lord? "Lord, I would do anything. I would never abandon you, anything you ask of me." And then we stumble. Why does Peter fail? Why does God allow him to fall? St. Catherine of Genoa, she said this, "To arrive at union with God, the adversities which God sends us are absolutely necessary." Let me repeat that line. "To arrive at union with God, the adversities he sends us are absolutely necessary. His purpose is to consume us by means of them, to consume in us all irregular movements, both within and without." So my brothers and sisters, why does our Lord allow Peter to fall? Let's go back to what Peter said. "I will lay down my life for you." Right, Lord, I love you so much. Right, I'm strong enough. I'm faithful enough. And our Lord needed to purify all of that. "Peter, I don't want you trusting in your goodness or your strength or your love. I want you to trust in my strength and my goodness and my courage at work in you." Peter would not have fallen if he had said, "Lord, if you give me the grace, I will lay down my life for you." My brothers and sisters, in every trial, in every adversity, our Lord is at work in us to purify us evermore so that we can be one with him. He wants to set us free from everything that is not of him.